Hey, Rush. It's great to talk to you. I talked to you once before. I've been listening to you for a couple of years now, and I think I'm getting brighter, but there's a lot to be learned, I know, and I am no expert in foreign affairs. But what really confuses me about the liberals is the hypocrisy when they talk about how we have no reason to be in Iraq and helping those people, but yet everybody wants us to go to Darfur. I mean, aren't we going to end up in a quagmire there? I mean, isn't it? I don't understand. Can you enlighten me on this?
Yeah, this is, you're not going to believe this, but it's very simple. And the sooner you believe it, and the sooner you let this truth permeate the boundaries you have that tell you this is just simply not possible, the better you will understand Democrats and everything. You are right. They want to get us out of Iraq, but they can't wait to get us into Darfur. There are two reasons. What color is the skin of the people in Darfur?
Yeah,
it's black. And who do the Democrats really need to keep voting for them? If they lose a significant percentage of this voting bloc, they're in trouble.
Yes, the black population.
Right. So you go into Darfur and you go into South Africa. You get rid of the white government there. You put sanctions on them. You stand behind Nelson Mandela, who was bankrolled by communists for a time, had the support of certain communist leaders. You go to Ethiopia. You do the same thing.
I can't believe it's really that simple.
See, I knew you couldn't believe it. Here's one that's even going to be harder to believe, and it is even more truthful. Could you tell me what vital national interest, Jody, is at stake in Darfur?
I don't know.
Nothing. Zilch, zero, nada. Darfur is not attacking us. Darfur has not said they want to attack us. They will, same thing, Clinton sent the U.S. military off to Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
No U.S. national interest at stake. The liberals will use the military as a Meals on Wheels program. They'll send them out to help with tsunami victims. But you put the military in a position of defending U.S. national interest, and that's when Democrats and liberals oppose it. And
terrorists have attacked us, and our oil supply comes from, Iraq and Iran and the Middle East, yet that's not worth defending.
Exactly right. You've got it. You've got it. Now you just have to believe your own instincts from here on out.